Harper Audio presents Fire on the Horizon, The Untold Story of the Gulf Oil Disaster by John Conrad and Tom Schroeder. Read for you by Sean Pratt, with an author's note read by John Conrad. The following dedication appears in the book. To the 11 and their loved ones.
Author's note, A Perilous Crossing. This is John Conrad. In the vast southern ocean, below the continental tips of South America and Africa, and above the ice of Antarctica, storms take complete loops around the earth with no land to obstruct or diminish their force. Occasionally, one of these storms veers north to sandwich ships between high winds and land as they round the Cape of Good Hope. On April 19, 2010, my ship broke through just such a veering storm that had brought with it sheets of rain and gusts of hurricane-force wind. Fortunately, I was sailing on the drillship Deep Ocean Ascension, the latest, most expensive, and technologically advanced of British Petroleum, or BP's, fleet of exploratory drillships. Built in a post-Katrina world to handle the extremes of nature, up to 50-foot waves and winds of 115 miles per hour, with 54,000 horses of available power to propel 105,000 tons of equipment and steel. I had been with the ship since she was a collection of scattered parts in a Korean shipyard. I was serving as acting captain to a vessel that had yet to float. The only navigating I was responsible for at that point was maneuvering around construction delays and bottlenecks to ensure that she, and particularly her safety systems, were built to specification. Any foreseeable emergency that would visit the ship had been considered before construction had even begun. A new drilling rig is, if anything, a rig made wiser by the disaster.